I was 3 years old when I walked into a room in Texas and saw a woman dangling from a meat hook. Blood dripped from her neck. And there was a beast of a man lunging at her with a chainsaw. The woman was screaming, and then I was screaming. Then it was just me screaming. My father stepped out from the shadows to shield me from this horror, or rather to shield the horror from me. No one is being hurt, my father explained. This is a movie. Informally called Head Cheese, the movie would, just days before its release, be renamed The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. My father recorded the cries, grunts, and roar of the chainsaw. He was the sound man who taped the unforgettable lines like, "Stop that, Freddy, I'm a vegetarian!" and "Look what your brother did to the door!" But most important were the screams. My father got them down perfectly. He had been hired by writer-director Toby Hooper, who held auditions in a room on the University of Texas campus. He asked Gunnar Hansen, the guy who played Leatherface, two questions before giving him the role. The first, are you violent? The second, are you crazy? Gunnar, 6'4" and bulky, had what it took to play the killer. His body filled a doorway, and in high-heeled cowboy boots, he would look even bigger. But Toby couldn't put a chainsaw in the wrong hands. My father owned a green Ford Econoline van. Toby needed a van off-screen for hauling. He also needed it on-screen as a prop. So for the first half of the film, the young, doomed hippies drive around in our family car. Toby soon learned that my mother could cook. He hired her to cater the shoot for $100 a week, the most money she had ever made. So that's how I ended up on the set of the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre every day for 14 days in the summer of 1973. Mom packed a large meal into her car, and we drove the 20 miles north of our home in Austin to the old house where the film was being shot. When we arrived, someone would yell, "Cut!" and the cast and crew would spill out of the old house into the front yard to eat. The days bleed together, all except for one, the dinner scene. The film's grand finale, the scene is a long, intense interaction between every member of the chainsaw family. Mummified grandpa, the lunatic brother and father, Leatherface, and the sole surviving young hippie, Sally. As the film was shot almost entirely in sequence, dinner was both the end of the movie and the end of the shoot. No one came to greet us. I sat in a trailer on the front lawn while my mom went in. I watched from a window as people came out gasping for fresh air. But Grandpa walked further than the rest, down the long dirt driveway and straight for the trailer I was in. He was white and wrinkled and deteriorating, his eyes and mouth lost in the folds of his puckered skin. A real zombie monster. I couldn't move. When Grandpa's hand was on the doorknob, I burrowed under a collapsible table. The next thing I remember, my mother was ushering me out as Grandpa lay down. The zombie monster wasn't feeling well. I never saw the movie. I was too young when it was in theaters and too afraid to rent it later. So not long ago, I saw the Texas Chainsaw Massacre for the first time. Prepared to relive the horror, instead, I was overcome with nostalgia. I smiled when the meat hooks appeared on screen, just as I remembered them. Even Leatherface and Grandpa seemed like long-lost uncles. My heart leapt at the sight of my father's van. As the young, doomed hippies drove to meet their fate, I rode with them one last time.